ibandla lezanu PF liyakuphika ukuba amalunga alo athaye kabuhlungu ayibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change emurewanga impela veki. Umnumzana Ntafaza Mugwadi obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla elibusayo uthi kubi okwenziwe ngabaphume kuma-videos abhodabhoda emphakathini enkundleni zokuxhumana athengisa abacatshangelwa ukuba ngamalunga ebandla elibusayo etshaya ngemiqwayi langenswazi abe-CCC abagoqela asebekhulile. Abayisikhombisa abatshaywe kusehlakalo lesi sebesesibhedlela. Umnumzana Nelson Tshamisa okhokhela ibandla le-CCC uthi isehlakalo lesi siveza ukuba ibandla elibusayo likhuthaza ubudlwangudlwangu ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho oluzayo. Wethule lokhu enkundleni zokuxhumana eFacebook leTwitter. Kodwa uMgwadi uthi lokhu ngabe kwenziwe ngamalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi eleZANU PF.
We have been alerted to violent and horrible video scenes circulating allegedly from Rewa communities where violence was targeted at some villagers. This should be condemned by every sober human being created in the image of God. And all our eyes now are on the next steps that the Zimbabwe Republic Police is going to take to deal with this matter. We condemn this conduct unreservedly. The culprits should be brought to justice. However, what we find irresponsible is when desperate, clueless political apostates start to drive and wage misleading narratives that the perpetrators should be referred to as ZANU-PF supporters. This is needless and regrettably below bar. Clearly, there is nothing in the statements uttered or visuals shown in the circulating videos which identify these culprits as ZANU-PF supporters.
Kumele amapolisa abophe abantu laba ngoba bephula umthetho welizwe. Asivumelani lakho ngitsho lakancane lokhu. Kodwa okusimangalisayo ukuthi sokulabanye abantu asebekhuluma kubi ngakhonokho, ikakhulu laba abaphikisayo abathi bonke abantu laba ngabantu bebandla leZANU-PF.
Observedly, what might be true is that the perpetrators, let's assume, could be anyone against the CCC supporters. Remember, the CCC, MDCT, and MDC Alliance harvest battles, which were similarly blamed on ZANU-PF, despite that it was known to be their internal strife. Remember, to this day, they still haven't taken responsibility over attempts to burn each other at Tsvangirai's funeral, and they say it was ZANU-PF, yet it was their own succession battles at play.
Siyakwazi ukuthi amalunga e-MDC akahalwa ngesikhathi kubhubha uTsvangirai, njalo kanyazana ukuqhubekela phambili ukulwa kwabo. Bangaba yibo abakwenza konke lokho. Asazi khonapho-ke, kodwa-ke bangaphonguhamba bekhuluma into abangayaziyo.
Let us advise our fellow politicians to desist from fronting politics at crime scenes, no matter the temptation to grab headlines or attention. Let the perpetrators be treated as barbaric criminals who should be identified, arrested, and of course, face the law. On its part, ZANU-PF does not tolerate any form of violence or this barbaric conduct whatsoever. Our philosophy of mobilization is simple, but of course powerful. And that has become a national chorus. President Mnangagwa has clearly and unequivocally set the record clear on peaceful mobilization and violence-free elections. We have a commit acts of violence in the name of the party shall carry his or her own cross and account. Let the police do what they know best, investigation.
Umnumzana Ntafaza Mugwadi ubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla leZANU-PF. Sixoxe laye eseHarare. Sixoxe njalo lomnumzana Ostalo Siziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC.
Sithume-ke itimu-ke eMurewa, eMashonaland East Province, ukubana-ke sikhangele-ke udaba-ke lodlakelo olwenzakeleyo lokutshaya kwamasapota kethu-ke ngabantu beZANU-PF. Sesikuthole kubana-ke okwamanje-ke sesihambise-ke abalandeli bethu-ke esibhedlela ukuba-ke bethole-ke ukwelatshwa. Kodwa-ke njalo-ke sithole ukubana-ke abantu laba ngabantu ababethunyekwe ngu-honorable Garwe-ke kathesi-ke ama-members ethu asemapholiseni-ke ukwenzela ukuthi-ke kufanele udaba lolu ngenxa yokubana-ke esikutholileyo-ke ku-community kubana-ke babekhokelwa nguminister weZANU-PF njalo bengama-supporters eZANU-PF belenjongo yokuterrorize lokusukumeza ke abalandeli bethu labo bonke abantu jikelele abangalandeli ZANU-PF. Siyakukhetha sikhangelela kubani kube le violence, asikhangelela kubani kube labantu abahlukumezwa mayelana nendaba ke zombusazi. Kufanele ukubana ke ipolitics ibe ngokuthi ke amapolitics ami njani njalatshana njeni labanye. Yikho ke i-contestation yokhetha ayikhona ukusebenzisa i-violence.
Ubone ngazani kujoni khonokho ukuhlaselwa kwabantu?
Kuyatshengisa ukubana i-ZANU-PF ayilalo ke i-support ngenxa yokubana angenza ke wathi abantu lokwethusela abantu ke umali ne-support emaphandleni. Kuyatshengisela ukubana abantu beZimbabwe bonke emakhaya lasemadolobheni bakhuthele baloku sebenza nzima ukubana eZimbabwe ke kubeke lo hulumende omutsha, uhulumende onakekela ke izifiso zabantu. Ayikhona ke ukubana kusetshenziswe i-violence nokusetshenziswa ke abantu ukubana bethuselwe. Yikho ke sikhuluma ukubana hayi abantu bethu kufanele ukuthi bebekwazi ukubana sisiya kukhetho kulobunzima ehlangana nabo. Kodwa ke kunjalo uma siyenza indaba ke zombusazwe kuba unzima, kodwa ke kuyatshengisela ilanga selizaphuma kusasa kuyavuka kulungile. Kufanele sime siqine njengabantu beZimbabwe kuba neZimbabwe kube lenguquko. Nxa kusiba lenguquko kulungiswe ke ilizwe.
Umnumzana Ostalo Siziva ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC bexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Ngasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesiphathamandla sikahulumende okuthiwa yiso esicele amalunga ebandla le-ZANU-PF ukuthi bejaye abe-CCC. Amapolisa athi asehlolisisa udaba lolu.